Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Daglia. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Daglia. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Byrd moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byrd moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Byrd scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Grube reaches second base with a double. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Grube scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Jorgens reaches second base with a double. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Allen reaches second base with a double. Jorgens scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a line drive into left field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Allen scores. Bird moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Daglia strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Seeds is chasing the ball. Crosetti rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seeds for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Combs moves to second. It's 7-2, Yankees. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue pinch hits for Pete Daglia. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Frank Grubb. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Charlie Berry now catching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bird is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.